The smallest of the buildings at Wrangell's small airport is a brown and white trailer. As of now, it's pretty much empty. It used to be the U.S. Customs Office, but it's currently owned by Alaska Seaplanes, which plans to start using it next month.
That right now looks kind of retro 60s, but we're going to try to update it and get it ready for service.
Andy Klein is the marketing manager for the Juneau-based airline that, despite its name, operates mostly wheel-based turboprops.
You know, every time we get to a new route, it's really like kind of starting a new business. You know, you have to get people there and train up, and we're having discussions as basic as we need stairs, you know, we need what vehicle should we have there? De-icer, all that stuff goes into starting up even just a one-stop daily route. So it's an exciting time for us, and we think it's going to be a really important link for the people of Wrangell.
Alaska Seaplanes says it aims to begin flying the route May 26th. The daily flight will depart Sitka at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, touching down in Petersburg and Wrangell before returning to Sitka by 3 p.m. Alaska Seaplanes already has flights that run to and from Petersburg and Sitka, but Wrangell is the new addition, the company's 15th Southeast community it will serve.
There's a lot of travel that goes, commerce and people that goes back and forth between Wrangell and a lot of other communities in Southeast, especially Sitka, Petersburg, that kind of route. So there's been a need for a long time.
Alaska Seaplanes started twice daily flights between Petersburg and Juneau a little over a year ago. Wrangell is currently served by twice daily Alaska Airlines jets, one northbound, one southbound. Alaska Seaplanes won't be operating on that kind of a scale.
I mean, our planes are 9-passenger planes, you know, so it's a very small segment, but it's a needed segment, especially when we're talking about medical transport for people. Sometimes that very direct route is really a lifeline for people to get the medical attention they need.
Klein says the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, which owns and operates Wrangell's hospital, had asked the company to look into setting up a route linking Wrangell and Sitka, where Search is headquartered.
They've had this request in to us for a while now, and we just had to, as you can imagine, there's a lot to work through to get airplanes into scheduled service into a community. We've had to work through that for the last year or so.
While the company is called Alaska Seaplanes, Wrangell won't be receiving new floats. Klein says the route will be run by one of two planes. One could be the Cessna 208B Grand Caravan.
They're really a great, versatile airplane, especially for conditions in Southeast Alaska. They can take off and land in sort of shorter conditions and with lower visibility than a lot of other airplanes. So they're a great airplane.
The airline also operates Pilatus PC-12s, which are faster. Klein describes them as the Ferraris of the Alaska Seaplanes fleet, flying 300 miles per hour with pressurized cabins. Both planes carry 9 passengers, but either way, it'll be less than an hour's flying time between legs. Alaska Seaplanes hasn't published its new fares yet.
We want our pricing to be competitive. So we're still working on that. The pricing will be a little dynamic.
Other than office preparations, Klein says everything else is pretty much in place to begin running flights on May 26th.
You know, maybe get the shag carpeting out of there. I don't know. Maybe we'll keep the shag. We'll see what kind of condition it's in.
In addition to Alaska Airlines jet service, Wrangell also has one air charter, Sunrise Aviation, but it doesn't run scheduled flights. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.